Time for us to look at what happened in sports. And I guess we can start off with the National Football League. The Steelers got past the Bears 29-27 on a late field goal. The Steelers started the season 1-3. They are now 5-3. But they have a real rough schedule coming up. I mean a real rough schedule coming up. So we'll have to see how they do it. The Bears fall to 3-6, and the Steelers go to 5-3. So that's, you know, that is the way that looks right now. Coming up next week in the National Football League, actually this week and this weekend, Thursday Night Football on Veterans Day will feature the 6-2 Ravens against the 2-7 Dolphins in Miami. And coming up on Sunday, the 5-3 Bills take on the 2-6 Jets. The Buccaneers are at Washington. The Falcons at the Cowboys, the Saints at the Titans, the Jaguars at the Colts, the Lions at the Steelers, the Browns go against the Patriots, the Vikings against the Chargers, the Panthers against the Cardinals, the Eagles take on the Broncos, the Seahawks against the Packers, and the Chiefs will take on the Raiders. The Giants have their bye week this week. Taking a look at the standings in the National Football League, the AFC East is really amazing, and the Patriots are back. The Bills have a 5-3 record. They lead the division. The Patriots are 5-4. The Jets are 2-6, and the Dolphins 2-7. In the AFC North division, the Ravens are 6-2, Steelers 5-3, Cleveland 5-4, and Cincinnati 5-4. Every team in that division is above 500. In the AFC South, Tennessee has a 7-2 record, the Indianapolis Colts 4-5, the Jacksonville Jaguars 2-6, and the Houston Texans at 1-8. Out west in the American Football Conference, the Chargers are in first place, 5-3. The Raiders are in second place at 5-3. The Chiefs, third place at 5-4. And the Broncos in last place at 5-4. So that's the way that looks. Now we can go over to the National Football Conference. The NFC East. The Cowboys are 6-2. The Giants and Eagles are tied in second place at 3-6. And the Washington football team is 2-6. In the NFC North, the Packers at 7-2. And then the Vikings 3-5. The Bears at 3-6. And the Lions are 0-5. In the NFC South, the Buccaneers are 6-2. The New Orleans Saints hot on their tail at 5-3. The Falcons are now 4-4. And the Carolina Panthers are 4-5. In the NFC West, the Arizona Cardinals are 8-1, followed by the Rams at 7-2, the Seahawks at 3-5, and the 49ers at 3-5. In the NBA last night, locally, we'll see what teams played. Let's go to the videotape, as Warner Wolf used to say. The Knicks down the 76ers, 103-96. The Bulls over the Nets, 118-95. Today, no local clubs in action. Tomorrow, the Nets take on the Magic. The Knicks take on the Bucks, and the Celtics take on the Raptors. Taking a look at the conference standings, the 76ers in the Eastern Conference are in first place, 8-3. The Knicks are in seventh place at 7-4. Actually, there's a whole bunch of teams tied for fifth place. The Cavaliers, the Nets, and the Knicks at 7-4. In the Western Conference, The Warriors are 9-1, the Jazz 7-3, the Mavericks 7-3. Moving over to the National Hockey League last night, the Rangers over the Panthers 4-3. Coming up today, the Panthers take on the Devils. See if there's any other games coming up today with local clubs. Yep. The Bruins take on the Senators. So that is the way that looks. And taking a look at the standings, the Atlantic Division have the Panthers in first place. The Bruins are in sixth place. In the Metropolitan Division, the Hurricanes are on top, 9-1. Rangers in second place, 7-3, with three overtimes. So the Rangers are doing okay. The Islanders are 5-3-2, and the Devils are 5-3-2 as well. So that is our check on sports, and that was our check on football, basketball, and hockey.